at Stevens Hospital amid the newborn coos and busy nurses.
Trying to get in the swing of things today.
Is the somewhat stunned, remarkable face...
Oh, it's almost indescribable. It's amazing.
...of a brand new father.
There's no emotion to describe how you feel at that time. No words, nothing.
Mike Parker's wife just gave birth to Addison.
Big girl, 21 and a half inches long.
And Robert Donnell and his wife welcomed...
Skylyn, and she came out 5 pounds, 3 ounces.
For mom, the struggle to bring a new life into this world is obvious, but dads go through their own struggles.
It's tough. It's nerve-wracking because it's kind of a helpless feeling. You can't make it any better, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like, you know, this is taking forever, come on. And it finally hits there, and it's like, I'm a father. They handed me that little girl, and it just felt so natural. That's my little girl.
It's just, that's my girl. I mean, it's incredible.
Incredible for dads who suddenly become granddads,
yeah.
Too.
I'm a grandpa. Fuck it.
Ron Liljemark is already making plans for Addison.
Spoil the heck out of her.
Hey, that's your job as the grandpa.
Yeah.
New grandma Eileen Hartley.
She's precious.
Feels spoiled just cradling Skylyn.
I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I'm going through chemo, and I'm just so thankful God let me see her be born.
As dad looks into the sleepy eyes of that little person, he decides...
She looks a lot like me.
Look at that hair.
Okay, they resemble their moms, too. A little. Moms who are pretty exhausted. Stacy is leaning on Robert right now.
I think he's doing awesome. Really helping out a lot.
Dad's already... I mean, she just pooped on... the blanket while he was changing her.
Ah, the first of many challenges. These dads focus more on their hopes for these tiny packages. Hopes of college and cars. They don't talk about weddings, though. Not just yet. Otherwise?
Oh my gosh, this guy's a lemon.
But they offer foremost that remarkable, stunning gift.
It's just love. That's one of the biggest gifts I want to give my daughter. Just know that she's loved, and she never has to worry about ever not being loved.
In Edmonds, Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo.